Welcome to Thoughts and Rants and Jogging Pants. This is the drug commercial episode. Man, drug commercials drive me crazy. I don't know why. Should be such a simple thing, but I can't take it. The first one I want to talk about, and this is the one I think that drives me the craziest, I'm not sure. This is like, I don't know, it's just completely unacceptable on all the levels. And I'm hoping that I can remember all the things. It's just so much to, it's so much to unpack here. It's really nuts, man. There's this commercial. To be honest, I don't even want to name the organization that does it because I happen to like the organization. I'm not at odds with them at all. There is this commercial, and it is meant to discourage one from impaired driving. In this particular example, this day and age with all the new rules and laws and stuff like that, it's more focused on, you know, getting high and driving, okay? And how that's a no-no, right? I think we can all agree about that. There were some great drunk driving commercials from back in the day. Some not so good ones, but like way better than what they're putting out right now. And I'll just get to it. There's this commercial that's on TV now, and it has this guy who's driving high, and he pulls up to the drive-thru, and he's just not prepared to order his food, right? He doesn't know what he's doing there. And, you know, he's trying to act high, except he's not pulling it off. Like it's, oh my God, it's so hard to even start with this because there's so many things about it that drive me nuts. It's difficult to know where to start. Like, where does it start to go bad? First of all, the acting is terrible, or the directing, or the script. I can't quite put my finger on what annoys me the most about it, but this guy is just up there. He's chaos, you know what I'm saying? And in a way that, I mean, he can't even remember that he's at the drive-thru. It's like, if you asked a child to pretend to act like drunk, you know what I mean? If you ask a child, how do you act when you're drunk? This is how a child would think it would go, right? So it's very lowbrow. It's very, they're going for a laugh, right? Like it's meant to be funny. So this guy, he shows up and he's like, you know what I mean? Like it's just, I don't even know. I don't want to try and do an impression of it. It's just so terrible. So let's start with that. Number one, it's just not good. He doesn't pull it off. They're going for a laugh, but they're not really getting it. Not from an adult anyway, I wouldn't think. But they might be getting a laugh from a 10-year-old. It might be getting a laugh from somebody really young that thinks that that's hilarious. So that brings me to my second point. So failure of execution, that's fine. It happens in a lot of television ads. It's not the first time that this has happened. Normally, I don't care. Why do I care? This organization is trying to create awareness for not driving intoxicated. So this is something that I'm in alignment with, right? I also agree that people shouldn't drive intoxicated. So I support this organization and what they're trying to do. So I think that's why I'm really disappointed that it didn't work. There was years ago, same organization, I believe, they had a drunk driving commercial, okay? So this one, somebody's in their car driving, okay? And it's shot from like the point of view of the driver. You're looking out the window. They're on the highway. If I had to guess, it's a Gardner Expressway in Toronto. That's just kind of what it looks like, but it's dark. You can't really tell. As every so often, an empty glass appears in the middle of the screen in front of the driver's vision, and it's meant to represent a consumed glass of booze, okay? Well, I think it's probably like a pint of beer. Like, I can't remember exactly what the glass looks like. Every so often, another glass appears behind it. So the first glass appears, the vision gets blurry, okay? It's simple, but it's super effective. The vision gets blurry the first time. The second glass gets there, the vision gets even more blurry. And of course, the point of view, you're the driver, so you're the one that's feeling the effect of the blurriness. Each drink is symbolic of how you're being affected by each drink you've had and the blurriness of the vision. Three, four, maybe five glasses later, the car gets into an accident or something like that. It's a great commercial. It's menacing. It's, you know, it's poignant, right? It's, you know, each glass is like symbolic of how many, you know, of how many glasses of booze you've had and how it affects you. So it's perfect. The symbolism is perfect. The intent is to scare you. You should be scared, right? Who's your target? You know, I mentioned 10-year-olds, right? Are 10-year-olds like really the target here? Because they don't drive yet, and I hope they don't drink yet, right? But at the same time, you're never too young to know that you shouldn't be driving intoxicated, right? Like, that's a seed that it's never too early to plant that seed. So there they had this, you know, whoever did that commercial, that was like the best, okay? And do they all have to be that good? Am I holding them up to that standard? No. But if you're making a commercial now about some doorknob being in a drive-thru and can't remember that he wants fucking French fries, okay? And no person that's ever gone to a drive-thru high has forgotten that they wanted French fries, okay? Like, they know. They know why they're at the drive-thru, okay? You know what I'm saying? They know why they're at the drive-thru. They've got the munchies. They didn't forget that, right? So you've got this person and he's driving, he's at the drive-thru. So he's already been driving high, right? Nothing bad is happening to this person. He's getting lectured a little bit by the person that's taking their order, but hardly even. It's just a little bit of shitty sarcasm or something like that. Like, nothing that would make you want to stop doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? And, you know, the commercial ends and he's like eating his French fries, right? Nothing bad happens to this guy. And it's funny for 10-year-olds to watch this guy, like, just be like a space cadet at the drive-thru. That's funny maybe for a 10-year-old. As an adult, if you saw it, you wouldn't think it was funny. You would just think it's like poorly done. Like, maybe it could have been funny. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not above laughing at something like that if it's like, if they really nail it. You know what I mean? But like, they just didn't. They didn't nail it, right? And that's fine. But it's not fine. You know what I'm saying? So there's more layers here, like, of anger that I have to unpeel. You know what I mean? Like, if this is some billionaire company that's spending millions on an ad and it doesn't work, I don't give a shit, right? Tough, too bad for them. Millions lost, whatever. But this is like an advocacy group. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know where they get their money from. They are a charity, I would think, right? So where do they get their money from? So, and these commercials are expensive to make, and then even more expensive to buy the necessary ad time. And I see them all the time. So they're spending a lot of money on this. And it sucks. And it makes me mad that it sucks because, you know, any creator can have a bad day. I mean, God knows. If you're listening to this podcast since the beginning, and if this is episode like 8 or 9, I don't know. At least 4 of them probably haven't been that good, right? I will be the first to admit, I don't know. It's for somebody else to decide. But like, not, you're not always on point. You don't always have your best stuff, okay? But this is important, I think. Like, the message is important. So what bothers me is not that the actor wasn't able to pull it off, or that the director thought, well, that's good enough, or that's what somebody that's high at the drive-thru looks like, or that whoever's vision this was. Like, I think what makes me mad is that, you know, everybody can make a mistake, but there were probably a lot of people in the room, right? And why can't somebody have the courage? Somebody had to have known or noticed or realized that this was stupid, right? At some point during the process. And how come nobody had the courage to be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Right? Give your heads a shake. Right? You know, because you're making 10-year-olds laugh, I think. I don't know. I'd have to ask 10-year-olds. I'm assuming that the 10-year-olds would find this funny. And is that what you're trying to do? No, man, you're trying to freak them out. You're trying to freak them out so that they don't get high and drive. You're trying to freak them out so that they don't drink and drive. That's the goal. What you're achieving here is like the opposite of the goal. It's like, well, what's the worst thing that can happen to you if you get high and drive? Do you kill somebody? Do you, get carried off in an ambulance? Or one of my favorites says, or a hearse, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, these are the methods of transportation that you can get home in after a night of drinking. There's something like that, both the ambulance, the blah, 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 and then the hearse. Like, that's really what you're trying to say. But then this guy, the commercial ends, this guy's eating his fucking French fries. What are you doing, man? And it's like a charity, right? And it's like it's an advocacy group that has a good message. And that room full of people, not one person fucking realized how fucking stupid this is. That makes me mad, because it's a wasted opportunity. It's a waste of money, and it achieves nothing, right? And I wanted better for this organization. You know what I mean? Like, I just would, you know, for somebody, like I said, if it was some rich, like if it was fucking Walmart or something, I wouldn't care. You know, you've got enough money. Who cares if your commercial's stupid, right? Tim Hortons. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. If you got billions of dollars, your commercials are stupid, who cares, right? But this matters, and I just wish somebody in the room would have had the balls to, like, step up and say something, right? And I get it, you know, you don't want to be the person at work that, like, poo-poos people's ideas, and, you know, it's not a good look for your career, and all. Yeah, I get it, I understand. I understand all too well, actually, but still, I wish somebody would have said something. Now, I don't know if it's the same organization or not. There is a funny drug commercial that I like, or like an impaired driving commercial, rather. But it's the one where there's the guy, he's about to go out and get something to eat or something like this, or I can't remember what the premise is, but he's stoned, he's on the couch, he's going to go out and go for a drive or get something at the store. I don't know what it was. And then the pack of Zigzags on the counter starts talking to him. So he's having a hallucination, which is kind of funny. The visual representation of the rolling papers, they're talking to him, and that's funny visually and the voice. And then the guy doesn't, you know, at the end of the commercial, he's like, yeah, I probably shouldn't go. Like, the rolling papers are trying to tell the guy not to go because he's too high, right? And he doesn't go. That's a good commercial, because it, you know, if that's what you were trying to do, if you wanted to be funny, it worked there, right? But the thing is that the protagonist, let me get this straight in my head. In this newer commercial where he's at the drive-thru, the protagonist has already been driving high. That's how he got to the drive-thru. And nothing bad happens to him. And they just have a bunch of laughs at the drive. You know what I mean? He just acts like a goof at the drive-thru, right? Nothing bad happens, right? So, I don't know. I like, am I wrong? Am I wrong to be mad about this? It makes me mad. It makes me really mad. I don't know. I might have anger issues too. But anywho, we can explore that another time. I don't know. What do you think? How do you feel? You guys have never told me how you feel. I don't know if you could or something. Instagram or Facebook group. Leave a comment. I don't know. Tell me how you feel. I think it's nuts, man. Anywho, okay. Did I say all I needed to say about that? Because there's more. Oh, God, there's more. And it's the silly... Listen, if you're from... I know... I can tell where most of my listeners live. And at this point in time, most of them are in Canada. But I do have a few Americans that listen, which is great. But in Canada, if you... there's this rule where if you want to try to sell a pharmaceutical drug to the paying public, you are not allowed to say in the commercial what the drug does. I don't know who benefits from this madness. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, we end up with these goofy. They still advertise, right? You're trying to get them not to advertise. Nope, they still do. Except the advertisements are goofy, man. They're goofy. I don't even know. I didn't look up any of these, what these drugs do. I just like remember from watching on TV, there's this chick. She's just like, oh, do you know what Contrave is? Oh, you don't? Well, I do. Well, maybe you do too. Oh, you don't? No? Oh, well, I do. Well, I think you do. Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? Ah, what was that? Huh? Like, I gotta listen to this, like, these commercials come on all the time. Oh, are you taking Rybelsus? I'm taking Rybelsus. Did somebody say Rybelsus? My father's taking Rybelsus. Oh my God, I'm on my way to the doctor to ask about Rybelsus right now. What? You're taking Rybelsus too? Oh my, are you fucking nuts? Why do we have to watch this shit? It's so nutty, right? And I don't know if I'm the only one who, again, like, anger issues. Am I the only one this is driving crazy? Or is it like these commercials are just coming on during the game? I don't know. I guess, what do I watch on TV? I watch sports. I guess it's just always coming on during the game. I don't even know what these drugs do. I never looked them up. Ozempic. And it's all like Ozempic. Oh, you know what I mean? And it's always like, ask your doctor if it's right for you. Really, because like our healthcare system is not already just totally run into the ground with sickness and lack of funding, right? And the baby boomers all getting old. Sorry, baby boomers, I'm not trying to blame you, but it's part of the equation. You know, how many family doctors have got time for this shit? How many appointments are getting booked and we're like, do you think Rybelsus is right for me? Like, that's what you came in here for? You know what I mean? Not a checkup, not blood work. You came in to see if Ozempic was right for you? Well, that's what the commercial told me to do. Right? Can we just put a stop to this? It's fucking madness. But listen, if you think that's bad, go down to the States and watch TV, because that's like might be even worse somehow. Because in the States, you're totally allowed to say what the drug does, but there's a catch. You have to list off every possible side effect that it may have, no matter how gross it sounds. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, they can't even do 30-second spots. They have to get a whole minute. And they spend 5 seconds telling you that this drug will, you know, give you an erection. But then it's for 55 seconds. It's like,
may cause osteoporosis. May cause liver spots on your eyeballs. May cause your dog to grow ingrown toenails. may cause your hair to turn gray, may cause your gray hair to turn blue, may cause heart failure or other organ failure, may cause your eyebrows to twitch, may cause a virus on your laptop, may cause stains on your coffee table, may cause your car's muffler to fall off, may cause your bathroom light to flicker, may make you lactose intolerant, may cause your TV remote to explode, may cause your nose hairs to grow at twice the rate, may cause actual death, but only in 25% of the customers. Anyway, that's another episode of Thoughts and Rants and Jogging Pants. Stay off the drugs, people, and definitely don't drive while impaired. See you next time.